Wyatt Miller takes a pitch down low for a ball one. The left fielder batting left-handed today, so three left-handed bats in the lineup for the Hawks. That pitch inside, ball two, 2-0. He did not play yesterday in Akron. See if I can get a batting average for him here for you real quick. There's a strike now, 2-1.
I do know he's had some really good at-bats since he's been getting varsity time. He's been a nice addition to the bottom of the order.
It's a pitch swung on and missed there. Now 2-2. Miller batting 227. 5-4-22 with a double and five RBIs. That one swung on, fouled back. A good job to stay alive there.
Wyatt had a pretty big hit. I believe it was against Canton Central Catholic. Gave him lead in extra innings.
So two balls and two strikes. Brady Roden rocks and fires. Swung on, popped up, and that's going to get out of play on the left-hand side. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes.
Having a good at-bat, seeing some pitches. See if he goes back inside here. He's been jamming them.
Roden looks in. Here's his 2-2 pitch. Swung on again, just a piece of it. Sent it back to stay alive.
Good battle.
So two balls and two strikes. Brady Roden comes set. Again, a 2-2 pitch. Reached for it, popped it up. Third base side, Peyton Keller underneath it. He'll make the catch.
Curveball outside corner. Mixing his pitches.
Correction, one away there. That takes us to the top of the order. Getting ahead of myself apparently today, John. That'll bring up Alec Weaver. He lined out on a pretty hard hit ball to right to second, though.
Yep. See if he gets on base here. Can utilize his speed.
As Roden fires, that one swung on. This time he popped it up and again towards second. Beachy looking for it in the sun. He'll make the catch on the cusp of the turf there for out number two. That'll bring up Isaac Yoder, 0 for 1, grounded to third, his first time up. And don't forget, at the conclusion of this ball game, we'll be announcing our Charm Pizza player of the game. Receive a complimentary small pizza and small flurry. As that one swung on, hit a ton. Center field, though, and Roden's underneath, and he'll make the catch to retire the side in order. They'll receive a complimentary small pizza and small flurry from Charm Pizza, located at 4416 State Route 557 in Charm. Hawks go down in order for the second time today. And we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. Hawks leading 1-0 over Garaway here on WKLM. 1-1 here to Ethan Kimball. So he'll take that pitch down low. Now two balls and a strike. The right-handed batting left fielder, Will Schlabaugh, still dealing. Jake Seidel and John Monagold with you. Dakota Patterson's back at WKLM Sports Central. Here's the 2-1. That one's chopped towards third, and it'll be played fair ball. Throw across the diamond, a step in front of him. Oh, what a throw by Brady Yoder at third base. He had one of those yesterday, too.
Brady's about as good as they get at third base defensively. That was pretty good play. Range to his right, had to make a long throw. Good stretch, too.
And that'll bring up Gabe Amicone, the right fielder. If you're watching on the video stream, our producers today are Jacob Headings and Fred Williams. Carson Zellner's our camera operator, as well as Logan McPete. Here's the first pitch to Amicone, bounced in there for ball one, 1-0. So Schlabaugh comes set now, fires. That one swung on, lined up the middle. That'll drop me and get into left field.
Sound like it was off the end of the bat, but he got enough of it to get through. Hamacone's a big, strong kid.
And that'll be the first hit of the ball game for the Pirates as we'll go back to the top of the order. Peyton Keller, 0 for 1, a strikeout swing to start this ball game. Here we go, Peyton. Well, the Kilbuck Savings Bank proudly supports the local youth and hopes that you all knock it out of the park. And Schlabaugh checks on that runner at first. Here's the pitch. Noah goes to first, and great stretch there by Koblenz to keep that ball at first base, but back safely was Amicone.
Not too big of a lead over there at first.
Pitch swung on, ground ball towards first, right past Koblenz. He dove for it and just couldn't get it. Runners going to third. Now they're going to wave him home as it's off the bag. It was close there. Everyone's jumbled up at third. The ball got through into right field. Amicone was running to third the entire way. He overslid the bag, had to jump back on, and Brady Yoder had to get off the bag, and it was a race to the bag, and just a dog pile right on top of the third base bag.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on. Everybody was scrambling to get back to the base.
So that's going to be a single for Keller. Everyone advances on the throw, so now runners on second and third. For Doran Mass, 0 for 1 and ground out to third his first time up.
This is Garraway's first scoring threat.
Schlaball fires. It's called a strike, 0-1. So an 0-1 count here, Schlaball fires. Up high there, now 1-1 the count. So one ball, one strike, one down. Runners on second and third. As Schlaball comes set, here's the pitch.
What a low. It was close.
Not much wrong with that one. If he just gets a little bit higher, that's a strike. Now 2-1.
Highland's going to try to cut that run at home. Runs might be hard to come by today.
The 2-1. Inside, now 3-1 the count. I'm a little surprised we didn't see the squeeze on here with only one down and first base open.
Would have been a good time for it. But two hitter up. They trust that Egan's going to put the ball in play here.
Schlaball fires his 3-1. Swung on, tipped foul, and we'll do it now at a full count.
Might have got a little help on that one. Looked low.
That's one of those pitches where goes down to the zone, tries to get him to chase here.
Full count, big pitch.
And you've got Alexander Roden waiting on deck. So here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, popped up behind the plate, playable, and making the catch.
Right just on the edge.
Just in front of the backstop there was Kaufman.
Ball was close to being out of play.
I think a nice little breeze might have brought that one in just a little bit there. And now there's two away for Alexander Roden.
Not an easy play.
Not at all. Roden going to bat left-handed here. So righty-lefty matchup. He's 0 for 1, a strikeout swing in his first time up. Schlaball. Come set, here's the pitch. High and away for ball one, 1-0. Schlaball trying to work his way out of this jam. As the 1-0, swing and a miss through the heater, past him, 1-1.
Living up at the belt. That's tough to catch when it's 90. Upper 80s, 90, that's hard pitch to hit.
So Schlaball takes the long look in, now checks third. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss again. And I think he had Roden thinking change up there. He was well behind that one.
We'll see what he does here. He's got a lot of options. You want to be smart, but you don't want to bounce one and let that runner from third get in either.
It's the 1-2. A pitch swung on, lifted in the air, foul ground, left-hand side near the bullpen and into that left field bullpen. We'll do it again at a ball and two strikes.
Brady had a beat on that. If that fence isn't there, he's got the third out.
Beltway Paving Company is a well-known contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Beltway Paving at 330-279-9000. So Schlaball looks in. Now comes set. Is 1-2 before it's made. Time called by Roden in the box. Of course, we're not playing pro rules, so he can call timeout again.
No pitch clock.
No pitch clock. It's the 1-2. Checked his swing, but couldn't hold up. He went around.
Little back foot slider.
And Roden strikes out swinging for the second time today. That's strikeout number 5 by Schlabel. No runs on 2 hits, no errors, and they'll leave 2 on. We go to the top of the 4th inning. 1-0, the Hawks lead it on WKLM.